Dr. James Baldwin will become the new president of Excelsior College in New York on Friday. Dr. Baldwin is only the third president of the college in its 46-year history. Excelsior is a non-traditional, online college that is geared toward adults who are getting the degree they never completed, or for those who are going to college for the first time, while balancing a job and family. Dr. Baldwin says he wants to expand the outreach of Excelsior College.
We have, in this very dynamic global economy, there are many adults who are in need of those kinds of credentials, and Excelsior College is well positioned to be able to provide them with a pathway to those credentials they need and ultimately to the degrees that will help them advance their careers.
How does the student at Excelsior differ from the more traditional college student who enters college after high school?
Well, the student at Excelsior College is typically an adult. The average age is somewhere in the mid-30s. These are folks who have, in many situations, have spent some time in college. All of them have been employed at various stages of their lives. So they really come to us with a very different life experience than your typical high school graduate moving into freshman year, either at a four-year or two-year institution.
It would strike me that these students that come to Excelsior are perhaps more dedicated, more driven than perhaps the traditional college student who's perhaps leaving home for the first time.
Well, I think for sure you've got many folks who have realized as they have worked through the early parts of their careers that the lack of an academic credential is holding them back. So for some of them, that clearly drives them to completion of their degree. I think also for some of them who have had negative experiences at prior higher educational institutions, sometimes returning to college can be daunting for them. And what we have found is that some of our students need additional supports. It's not just a matter of putting the courses out there. Many of them are dealing with difficult financial situations. Many of them are single parents. And many of them have had negative experiences at other higher educational institutions. So we have a staff here that's very dedicated to providing coaching services to those folks and appropriate interventions to them once we've identified those issues.
There's a lot of talk about college affordability these days. How does Excelsior keep their tuition low, and does it help that you don't have the dorms and the dining halls and the sports teams that all the other colleges seem to have? Is that a benefit to you?
Absolutely. That is a tremendous benefit. We are really unencumbered by the trappings that traditional educational institutions have acquired and are expected to maintain. I think really for students, the way in which we have kept degree attainment affordable is through our very generous transfer policies. We will provide credit for any prior academic study at an accredited institution. We have few residency requirements. So it is entirely possible for someone to come to Excelsior College with very close to the number of credits they need to earn a degree, take what we call a capstone course with us, and earn that degree with as little as 4 to 9 credits actually taken at Excelsior College.
Where do you see the future for Excelsior going? You're only the third president in the history of a college that's been around since 1971. That's not much change going on there, so there's a stability there that I think you must appreciate.
Well, I think the stability has been terrific. I am preceded by two very dedicated leaders. Wayne Williams was the first president of the college and really nurtured it from the days when it was the Regents External Degree Program into Regents College and then Excelsior College. And then John Ebersole, being the second president, really presided over the expansion of the college's online programming. So the college has enjoyed great stability, and that has been a very positive development for us. We have also seen some competitors emerge, and in some cases surpass us during the last 10 years. And my commitment and my focus is on making the investments that are necessary in order to enable us to expand the availability of Excelsior programming beyond the current number of students by making sure that people understand what we do, how we do it, and how adults in need of these credentials can secure a credential, secure a degree at relatively low cost per credential.
Dr. James Baldwin will become the third president of Excelsior College during the school's commencement ceremony this Friday, to be held at the Empire State Plaza Convention Center in Albany.